Cleaning methods. All necessary stakeholders should have access to the resources and information they need in order to correctly and appropriately maintain the facility and its equipment. Cleaning and disinfection policies, processes, and product information should be contained in the facility's IPC plan. The IP should work in consultation with the EVS department to develop this portion of the plan, which includes the environmental cleaning and disinfection schedule, equipment cleaning policies and requirements, a list of approved cleaning and disinfecting products, information on the storage of clean, sterile supplies, enhanced cleaning and disinfection guidelines, example, for outbreaks. The IP should also work with EVS to develop proper procedures for routine cleaning and disinfection of environmental surfaces, especially high-touch surfaces and common areas. Sometimes, a medical facility may outsource cleaning and disinfection procedures to a contractor. Whether cleaning is done with in-house personnel or outsourced, the IP is responsible for ensuring that the chemical agents used in their healthcare facility are used correctly, according to the IFU, and have been approved for infection prevention. Implementing improvements in environmental cleaning and disinfection is an important part of preventing the transmission of pathogens and reducing HAIs. These improvements may include product substitutions, increased or additional staff education, better monitoring and feedback processes, and altering existing schedules. Key point: in casual conversation, cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization are often used somewhat interchangeably. However, in healthcare, they have distinct meanings, and the IP must understand the differences between them and convey these differences to relevant staff, both during and after training. Cleaning. Cleaning is the physical removal of dirt, bodily fluids, or other organic matter from a surface or piece of equipment. It is the required first step in any disinfection process, because any soiling or organic material may interfere with the effectiveness of any disinfection or sterilization procedures. Cleaning surfaces and equipment prevents the drying of blood and tissue, easier to clean, reduces the bioburden and removes foreign materials, reduces the possibility of spillage or aerosolizing contaminants into the environment. It is important to emphasize that cleaning does not necessarily remove all pathogens from a surface. Rather, it reduces the number of potential pathogens to the point that their presence is unlikely to cause harm. A clean surface cannot, therefore, be presumed to be disinfected or sterile. Cleaning is accomplished through a combination of water, applied friction, elbow grease, and detergents, with or without an enzymatic component. Cleaning may be either a manual or a mechanical process. These are discussed later in this module. In Guideline for Disinfection and Sterilization in Healthcare Facilities, the CDC recommends using a neutral or near-neutral pH detergent solution for cleaning procedures. This is because such solutions are compatible with most surfaces. They are less likely to corrode or otherwise damage instruments. For the cleaning of organic soils, for example, blood or pus, enzymes may be added to the detergent solution. Protease to remove proteins, lipases to remove fats, and amylases to remove starches. If manual cleaning includes the use of enzymatic cleaners, the CDC states that the instruments used must be rinsed to remove any residual enzymes which can cause adverse reactions. Key point: cleaning and rinsing is the most important step in the medical equipment reuse process. Thorough pre-cleaning is required for all equipment before high-level disinfection and sterilization. Cleaning procedures. Best practices for environmental cleaning indicate that HCP should clean and disinfect areas in a specific manner. Studies have shown that less than half of all surfaces and equipment that may be contaminated are properly cleaned. Thorough cleaning and disinfection of all surfaces in a room that have potentially come in contact with hands will result in improved infection prevention. Cleaning schedules and procedures progress from the least soiled areas to the most soiled, patient zone, and from high surfaces to low ones. Routine cleaning is necessary to maintain a basic standard of cleanliness. Procedures must be effective, consistent, and thorough. Proceed from cleaner to dirtier, or least soiled to most soiled, areas to avoid spreading dirt and microorganisms. Examples of this cleaning practice include the following. During terminal cleaning, clean low-touch surfaces before high-touch surfaces. Clean patient areas, example, patient zones, before patient toilets. Within a specified patient room, terminal cleaning should start with shared equipment and common surfaces, then proceed to surfaces and items touched during patient care that are outside of the patient zone, and finally to surfaces and items directly touched by the patient inside the patient zone. In other words, high-touch surfaces outside the patient zone should be cleaned before the high-touch surfaces inside the patient zone. Clean general patient areas not under transmission-based precautions before those areas under transmission-based precautions. Proceed from high to low, top to bottom, to prevent dirt and microorganisms from dripping or falling and contaminating already cleaned areas. To follow this cleaning practice, cleaning staff should clean bed rails before bed legs. Clean environmental surfaces before cleaning floors. Clean floors last to allow collection of dirt and microorganisms that may have fallen. Designated cleaning responsibilities. An essential part of cleaning is the assignment of specific cleaning responsibilities for areas and equipment to competent staff. Designating cleaning responsibilities can reduce the number of items that personnel forget to clean and increase compliance with cleaning protocols. Training programs, communication, and standardization should be implemented after cleaning responsibilities are established and assigned. HCP should demonstrate competency in performing the cleaning processes after their training. Procedures should be in place for the routine cleaning between cases as well as for terminal cleaning at the end of the day. A pit crew method has been shown to increase between patient cleaning compliance. Between or procedures, personnel assigned to designated cleaning can help prevent cross-contamination and improve efficiency during turnover. Staff should receive training on room turnover procedures and their specific assignments, example, anesthesia tech roles, circulator role, etc. In addition, some equipment in use on a patient will require periodic cleaning by the clinical staff. This may include four pumps in use, ventilators, or other essential equipment. The facility should identify who is responsible for cleaning these items and the frequency with which cleaning should take place. Room turnover procedures should not be compromised in order to maintain a specified schedule. Decontamination. Microorganisms commonly attach to living and non-living surfaces, including those of indwelling medical devices. Patients receiving implanted medical devices are at increased risk of developing an infection at the surgical site due to contaminating bacteria. Failure to properly disinfect or sterilize equipment after cleaning may lead to transmission via contaminated medical and surgical devices. Decontamination of indwelling medical devices is essential in the prevention of infections. Cleaning, disinfection, and /or sterilization are involved in the decontamination process. Specific infrastructure and equipment are needed, and several sequential steps must be performed correctly. Each step of the decontamination process should follow quality control procedures to ensure the correct functioning of the equipment and processes. Clinical practice bundles and checklists assist in performing and achieving the best evidence-based practice. Manual versus machine cleaning. The CDC recommends that staff clean equipment and surfaces as soon as possible after use or visible soiling. This is because when soils, especially blood and other bodily fluids, are allowed to dry, they become far more difficult to remove, which can also make disinfection less effective. Cleaning is achieved through one of two methods, manual or mechanical. Manual cleaning is the preferred method for equipment and surfaces that need to be cleaned at the point of use, as is required for certain procedures or devices such as endoscopes and surgical instruments. It is also done when instruments are fragile or difficult to clean or when there is no access to a mechanical cleaner. This initial first step prevents the formation of biofilm. Manual cleaning uses the force of friction, or the resistance to motion that occurs when the surface of one object comes in contact with the surface of another. In the context of cleaning, it is the process of rubbing or scrubbing surfaces and instruments with an appropriate brush or other scrubber, which should always be selected based on manufacturer's instructions. The contact time of cleaning products is important, that is, how long a solution needs to stay wet on the surface/equipment in order to be effective. Manual cleaning also relies on the use of fluidics, fluids under pressure. Fluidics remove soil and debris from internal channels after brushing and from areas of an instrument or device that do not allow passage of a brush through a channel. Mechanical cleaning is the use of a machine to remove debris and soil from equipment. The use of this automated equipment may increase productivity, improve cleaning effectiveness, and decrease HCP exposure. The CDC identifies the following as the most common kinds of mechanical or automatic cleaners used in medical settings: Washer disinfectors operate much like a dishwasher, using water and detergents to remove soil from instruments. Instruments should be loaded carefully to ensure optimal cleaning. The stacking of instruments in washers should be avoided. Instruments should be disassembled as much as possible, and hinged instruments should be opened fully to allow adequate contact with the detergent solution. Washer decontaminators operate in a manner similar to washer disinfectors, applying water circulation and detergents to remove soil. These units can also apply a timed heat process, for example, 93 degrees Celsius, 199 degrees Fahrenheit, for 10 minutes. Washer sterilizers use rotating spray arms for a wash cycle followed by a steam sterilization cycle, 140 degrees Celsius, 285 degrees Fahrenheit. Ultrasonic cleaners operate by sending ultrasonic waves through a liquid solution to disrupt bonds that hold soils to surfaces. The use of sound waves creates bubbles that disrupt small particles that may exist in hard-to-clean places on instruments, fine cleaning. Autoclaves operate by exposing instruments, devices, and items to direct steam under pressure at specific temperatures, between 121 degrees Celsius to 150 degrees Fahrenheit and 132 degrees Celsius to 170 degrees Fahrenheit. Any mechanical cleaning equipment should be approved in order to be used in a healthcare facility. As with all equipment used in healthcare facilities, staff should be instructed to use mechanical cleaners only according to the manufacturer's instructions for use. Use of detergents. The best choice for instrument cleaning is neutral or near-neutral pH detergent solutions. These solutions generally provide the best material compatibility profile and good soil removal. Enzymes, usually proteases, are sometimes added to neutral pH solutions to assist in the removal of organic material. The enzymes attack the proteins that make up a large portion of common soil, example, blood, pus. Cleaning solutions can also contain lipases, enzymes active on fats, and amylases, enzymes active on starches. Enzymatic cleaners are not disinfectants, and proteinaceous enzymes may be inactivated by germicides. Like all chemicals, enzymes must be rinsed from the equipment or adverse reactions, example, fever, could result. Enzyme solutions should be used in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. Detergent enzymes may be associated with asthma or other allergic effects in users. Neutral pH detergent solutions that contain enzymes are compatible with metals and other materials used in medical instruments and are the best choice for cleaning delicate medical instruments, especially flexible endoscopes. Alkaline-based cleaning agents are used for processing medical devices, as they dissolve protein and fat residues efficiently. However, they may be corrosive. Some data demonstrate that enzymatic cleaners are more effective cleaners than neutral detergents in removing microorganisms from surfaces. But two studies found no difference in cleaning efficiency between enzymatic and alkaline-based cleaners.